where we're getting to know Knoxville football coach Matt Duncan. And, well, Coach, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's always good to see you. It means football season is here, and that's something we look forward to every year.
Well, I'll start with, is there, and I know you haven't been at the head coaching position long, but is there, has there been in the last couple of years an opposing place you've kind of maybe looked forward to or kind of enjoyed, if, even if it's facilities and stuff?
We're fortunate. We've got to play at some pretty nice facilities. I thought this past season, heading over to Harlan, even though it was a nice jaunt over there, just getting to see their facilities, their community, and their support from their program that's been a top-tier program for so many years.
Do you have a hobby, or do you have a time for a hobby?
Outside of football season, I would say probably one of my hobbies is working at the racetrack. It's a family thing. I get to be around my family up there, so I look forward to that outside of football. And probably my other hobby, and my players like this, especially my linemen, but I like to cook, and I like to bake. So those guys get to taste test everything when we have team meals and position meals.
I got to ask, you know, and I've been covering races for a long time and watched the family do what they do. What is that like, especially during nationals, knowing, boy, you got to get this track as perfect as possible for the biggest show in the world?
Oh yeah, it's definitely nerve-wracking. There's a few eyes and a few people that are watching those races. But man, it is. I'm so fortunate and blessed and thankful that I have that in my life and my family. We just have a just over 1 year old son, and taking him up to the racetrack and getting to see him hang out with my dad up there reminds me a lot of when I was younger hanging out with my grandpa up there. So it's just kind of come full circle. But yeah, I'm so thankful, and I love every minute that I get up around that place.
What sports or activities were you involved in high school?
So in high school, football was my big one. I played that all 4 years. And then I did track, or I went out for track 3 years. I was through shot put. And then my senior year, I went back out for wrestling. I wrestled a lot when I was younger. Didn't go out in middle school, which I regret that. But yeah, I was happy to go back out my senior year, and it was a good time.
And where'd you go to college?
Went to UNI. So went up to UNI, got my teaching degree and my coaching minor. Yeah, go Panthers. Always a Panther.
When did you know you wanted to be a coach, or you know, maybe a head coach along the way?
I've thought about this a lot. I would probably say two things or two instances in my mind. One, going back to when I was in elementary school playing flag football. My dad and my best friend Grant, his dad, they were our flag football coaches clear up through sixth grade. So seeing my dad coach and be involved in that stuff really got me hooked when I was younger. And then I would say probably a big one when I was in high school, when I got to my senior year, I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do. But Coach Hudson was a great coach. He still is a great coach, and I'm fortunate to have him on my staff. But he did a great job of mentoring me and really kind of helping me see what I would want to do or what I could potentially do in the future, be good at maybe.
Hawkeyes or Cyclones or another team?
Oh, man. So I got to go Oregon Ducks. That's kind of a random one. But if I'm not watching Oregon and Pac-12, I'm an Iowa fan. And then from there, if Iowa State's not playing Iowa, I'll cheer for Iowa State. And then anything UNI's in, I'll cheer for them if I can find it on TV or find it on a radio.
Now, what are you going to do when the first Iowa versus Oregon Big Ten game comes up here in a couple years?
Well, I hope it's a 10 o'clock kickoff because I'm used to those from watching Oregon from the last few years. I'm excited about that though. It gives me an added reason with them playing Iowa to maybe try and make a trip out to Autzen Stadium out in Eugene and watch that game.
I know the answer to this because I've seen the logo, and I think the whole family, favorite pro sports team.
Oh yeah, Kansas City Chiefs, born and raised, best football team ever. Nobody else compares.
Well, the last couple of years, especially.
Oh yeah, it's been man, it's fortunate. I just keep waiting for the ride to end, which eventually it will. It was a rough upbringing being a Chiefs fan, but I'm taking it all in right now, loving every minute.
Where is one place you want to travel to see?
I really just anywhere out west. National parks, get to the West Coast. I went east. So, yeah, just anywhere out west I would like to go.
Most prized possession and why?
I would probably say off the top of my head, two things. One would be tying back to the racetrack. My grandpa's work shirt, I have it in a shadow box from when he worked there. So that's pretty important to me, just our family history. And then another one, talking about my dad and helping coach flag football when I was younger. He gave me a few years ago the old Vermeer yellow playbook that was for our flag football. So I have that on my shelf at home with all my coaching stuff. I have a lot of memories and sentiment from that.
If you could go to any store, what would it be? And, you know, if you just said, we're given a pile of money, says, okay, spend money here at this place.
Oh, man, probably some type of store. I mean, like a Shields. I feel like I get a lot of stuff in there with outdoor recreation stuff and cooking and barbecuing and all that. So that's probably where I would go.
Favorite family tradition? It wouldn't surprise me if it ties back to the Knoxville Raceway.
Yeah, it's gotta be the racetrack. That's something I look forward to every year, spending time with family up there, or getting together with family watching Chiefs games. That's another tradition that I really enjoy.
Active on social media, or maybe a little more private?
I've kind of gotten away from social media a little bit. I'm more just kind of use it to scroll and stay in touch with see what my friends and family members are doing, past players, see what they're doing. But I don't post a ton, really, unless it revolves around football for the most part now.
Top thing on your bucket list?
Top thing on my bucket list. I mean, I would love to be able to go to a Super Bowl sometime and watch. I don't even care who's in it. It'd just be something awesome to experience and be part of.
Of course, if it was the Chiefs, then it'd be even a bonus.
That'd make it even sweeter. Yeah. Yep.
Famous person in history, whether living or not, that you want to spend the day with?
Who? History, maybe more so sports history, but being a Chiefs fan, I would love to be able to sit down with Marty Schottenheimer and just listen to him talk about philosophy and coaching and Chiefs history and all that stuff.
All right. Matt Duncan, Knoxville football coach, thanks a lot for letting us get to know you.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, DC. I appreciate it.